Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand? Like you're constantly checking notifications, scrolling through endless feeds, just existing in this digital haze? Yeah, me too. That's why we're here, friends. To reclaim our time, our attention, and ultimately, our sanity. Today, we're diving headfirst into Digital Minimalism 101, a beginner's guide to understanding this awesome movement that's all about stripping away the digital noise and focusing on what truly matters. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Digital minimalism? Sounds like another fancy term for being antisocial. Trust me, it's not. It's about being intentional with your technology, making conscious choices, and finding that sweet spot where you can enjoy the benefits of the digital world without letting it take over your life. Think of it this way. Imagine your phone as a guest at dinner. A cool guest, sure, but one who hogs the conversation, interrupts constantly, and never puts their plate down. Digital minimalism is about setting some boundaries with that guest, politely saying, "Hey, I'd love to hear what you have to say, but maybe let others chime in too." Quote, quote, dot. So, how do we get started? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. 1. Awareness is key. You gotta know where your time is going. Spend a week tracking your screen time. Seriously, use those built-in phone features. You'll be surprised at just how much time you spend scrolling, browsing, and mindlessly clicking. That awareness is the first step to making changes. 2. Identify your digital distractions. We all have them, those apps, websites, notifications that suck us in like black holes. Maybe it's social media, endless news feeds, or even just that addictive game you keep telling yourself you'll quit. Name your distractions and be honest with yourself about their impact on your life. 3. Set boundaries. This is where the magic happens. Decide what apps and notifications you absolutely need and which ones can wait. Turn off those distracting push notifications, schedule specific times for checking social media, and create phone-free zones in your home, like during meals or before bed. 4. Embrace boredom. This might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Boredom is actually a creative catalyst. When you're not constantly bombarded with digital stimulation, your mind has space to wander, to daydream, to come up with new ideas. Embrace those moments of quiet. Go for a walk, read a book, or simply sit in silence and let your thoughts flow. 5. Find your digital diet. Think of it like a healthy diet. You wouldn't eat junk food all the time, right? The same goes for your digital consumption. Seek out quality content that informs, inspires, and entertains you. Follow accounts that uplift and motivate you, unfollow those that drain your energy. Be selective with what you consume and prioritize experiences over endless scrolling. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, but you can't pinpoint why? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, but you can't focus on anything? That's the digital overload talking. We live in a world where information is constantly bombarding us, emails, notifications, social media updates, news alerts, it never ends. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose, and honestly, it's exhausting. Here's an example. Imagine you're at dinner with friends, catching up, laughing, enjoying each other's company. But every few minutes, someone pulls out their phone to check a notification, scroll through social media, or answer a text. Suddenly, the conversation is fragmented, the laughter is interrupted, and the connection feels strained. That's what constant digital distraction does to our relationships, our focus, and our overall well-being. So, what's the takeaway? Digital minimalism isn't about becoming a tech recluse or throwing your phone in the trash, although, that might sound pretty tempting sometimes. It's about being intentional with your technology, creating space for real connection, and reclaiming your time and attention. By following these 5 key takeaways, awareness, identifying distractions, setting boundaries, embracing boredom, and finding a digital diet, you can start to detox your mind daily and live a more focused, fulfilling life. Remember, you're in control of your technology, don't let it control you. Take those first steps today, and trust me, your mind will thank you for it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little digital detox. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media, tag us #digitalminimalismdaily. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.